Hey everyone, it's your host Isaac, and this is the intro to the intro. The reason I'm doing this is because the actual intro, I will go through what this show is about, but the intro to the intro, I got to give you some background info. This is a show, I do another podcast called Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist. You already know this. It's an exclusive show on Rockfin, and I talked to my mans over there. And he let me share this episode, both parts of this. My interview with Mrs. Weishaupt, had to like sort of chat with him about it because I dropped part one on the Patreon and VIP feeds and people loved it. And I wanted to make sure I could give you part two as well. So here it is. I'm going to give you part two. If you like what you hear, if you want a little bit more of Isaac, you can hit me up on the Rockfin. Links, rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. I'll put the link in the show notes if I remember. I usually don't do it on Patreon because, you know, you guys are already supporting me. I'm not trying to ask you to support me in two places. A lot of people do. I appreciate that. Jeez, that's very generous of you. But, you know, check out Rockfin, see if it's for you. Maybe you like it. You know, you pay $9.99 a month and you'll get access to all the same content, conspiracy theories and unpopular culture with the bonus episodes, no commercial, early access, the same exact thing. But you also get Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, which is my podcast where we sort of go behind the scenes. We do a little stuff off the beaten path. We get a couple episodes of that a month, but then you also unlock the whole library to everyone on Rockfin. Sam Tripoli, Grimerica, the list goes on and on. There's a ton of truthers on there because Rockfin's whole thing is that they don't censor. So, big deal, right? Big deal. So, that is, you know, the whole deal, but this is the Rockfin show. I'm hooking you up with this episode, part two. Hope you enjoy it. Anyway, okay. Final question. We're going to play a game of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, I love, okay. I like this.
But you might not like who the choices are because I don't know if you know who they are.
Oh.
Alex Jones, Bishop Larry Gators, Eddie Bravo. Today we wrap up the discussion with Mrs. Weishaupt, our special guest, our very, very special guest. In the first part, we went through a little bit of background on the perspective of an outsider to the truther community, yet at the same time, an insider, right? Talked about the truther perspectives. We finished up the conversation on COVID, and we started getting into the kids, the ultimate conspiracy. No, I'm just kidding, and with much love to our parents out there, we go deeper into that talk, and it's just a perspective from a couple of old turds here that don't have kids. So we talk a little bit about that. We talk about Q and Trump. Oh, today's gonna be a good one. You're gonna like it. Then religion, is it a psyop? Talk about seeing demons. We talk about the day job, the dreaded day job. We talk about our marital problems. Oh, if you want to get uncomfortable, get ready. No, it's not uncomfortable. We get into it a little bit, which you'll identify with. Trust me, it's fine. Communications is always the issue, right? We get our perspective on aliens. What are the most intriguing conspiracies? We wrap it up with a game of Marry, Fuck, Kill. And as I stated before on part one, which if you haven't listened to, you got to go listen to that one first. A little bit of explicit lyrics because you look. At home here, we use the cuss words. I usually don't cuss on the radio because I know a lot of the folks don't like it, and that's okay. But, you know, this is an organic conversation, and I'm not here to censor folks. So we just let her rip. So, you know, if you're not used to that, it's fine. You know, maybe skip out on this one and catch me on the next one. And then we also, for good measure, talk about the origins of my sign-off for this exact show, for Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, which also, by the way, was the sign-off for Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture for about a year before I switched it over to Stay Woke. You know, just if you're keeping notes to write my bio, that's how that went down. But yeah, we're going to wrap up the conversation. And like I said before, if you want more, I'll bring her back on. You got to leave a comment in the notes. Be nice, though, please. Come on. You got to be nice. Don't make me defend the honor of my beautiful, loving wife, who I begged and pleaded to come do this show because you guys wanted it. I sent out the survey. You guys wanted it. So, you know, she had no interest in coming on. She wasn't like, hey, let me on there and give them a piece of my mind. No, this is me begging and pleading. Say, look, they want it. These are our friends. These are our family. And they want to meet you. I'm going to have you meet the family. So yeah, drop the comment, and I'll catch you on the other side. Right, and that's another, you know, David Icke always talks about.
They are going to fucking hate me so hard.
Oh, it's fine. You guys are going to have to leave a comment if you want me to have her return back or not. We'll do a part two someday, or part three. I guess it depends how long this one takes. The kids thing, again, this is another one of these great inversion fantasies. Like David Icke always talks about how everything's inverted. Like the hospitals are there and they make you sicker. And these schools don't actually educate you. They actually indoctrinate you into the, like whatever, right? He's at this long diatribe. Well, this is another one because people with children oftentimes think, look at me and say, oh, you don't have kids. And they assume I'm selfish.
Yeah.
When the reality is, I think people having kids makes them more selfish because their circle of concern gets much smaller. And now it's, they got to worry about, oh my God, I'm going to die someday. I got to make sure this kid that I brought into the world has enough resources, wealth, whatever, fill in the blank, to make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
And it makes them selfish, which I'm not saying they're wrong for thinking that. They should. Right. They should take care of their kids by all means.
Right.
You know? But, Not that you or I have had that in our lives, but you know, it's fine. but to me, I think it makes, that's why, you know, kids are the big conspiracy. The government wants you to get saddled down with children because again, it pushes the divisiveness. Well, it pushes the selfishness. It makes you not care about other people.
Look at people that have children, how much what they fucking consume.
Yeah. Like you're constantly buying stuff. Cause like the kids don't understand. They don't understand that like, this toy that they're going to play with for 2 days is going to end up in the landfill. Like they don't have a concept of that in their head.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're got to keep them entertained. Watch the Disney on the iPad all day long. Get on the YouTube for the kids all day long.
So this is where we have no experience of raising children. We have wonderful dogs.
Yes. Well, but they're dogs.
So
we have dogs.
Dogs. And I don't want people that have children to be like, cool insight, fuckface. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have a real concept of the situation.
This is a perspective.
This is a perspective of being childless in a culture that very much, I don't know.
It's assumed that you get married and then immediately start having kids.
It's not even an assumption. Like, it's because it's a trap. Everything is around there is a... Like, it's a fantasy of this.
Yes. It's the fantasy of, like, you watch it on TV. Of, oh, every Christmas is going to be the greatest thing ever, and everyone's going to get along.
Yeah.
And no one's going to have any behavioral issues.
And I fucking hate my family. I mean, I love them. Wah, I know. I love them to death.
You
but
don't
like,
hate them.
No, I don't. But they're annoying.
But it doesn't look like a Hallmark Christmas.
No, it does not look like a Hallmark Christmas.
Because you got a bunch of loudmouth Greeks and stuff over there.
Lots of opinions.
Lots of opinions. But to me, like, and I say this with much love to people that have children, but I think it's the biggest conspiracy because social constructs are
the big
conspiracy.
Hate us so hard.
Oh, they already. It's fine. They've already made their opinion up on me. It's fine. And I get it, right? Like the moments where you and I thought we should have kids were the moments that we let that social construct.
Well, it's a fantasy.
It
was the fantasy.
It lets that when you let that fantasy, and it's a beautiful fantasy.
It really is.
And I think there's nothing more magical. There's no other reason for being here. That's the reason we're here, is to have to procreate with the one you love and make a whole new love.
I think
by not having children, we're missing out on the truest form of magic in our world.
I agree with that.
But it's okay because we don't know what it's like. So
yeah, so
wee. So I
so
get it.
Take a nap. Wee.
Exactly. So yeah, that's it's a. You know, like I said, like we tried for a little bit, but then we kind of got cold feet and like it just wasn't our path. We're both too nervous about it and too worried about, you know, what kind of you know, something as simple as, do I want to give them vaccines? Like, I don't think so. I don't know. Like, I don't trust these things.
I know.
You know?
It's hard.
And but it's much easier for me to be reckless with myself than someone else. Like with the COVID vaccine, for instance. You know, I did this 80 pages of research on the history of vaccines and came to the conclusion, like, oh my God, they're not that safe and they're not that effective. I think they are to an extent.
I think that's a dangerous language.
They want you to wholeheartedly believe that the nerds and the doctors have figured it all out, and
I know, but
everything's going to be fine.
Living in certainty, and everybody wants certainty. They want to jump out of fucking planes and be and know that they're safe. They're going to land safely, but like that also takes away the funness and the thrill of it.
Right.
It's like, so you cannot live a life and then also have certainty that has like any kind of meaning, true meaning behind it.
No.
So like people have to give up this fucking thing of like wanting everything to be safe and.
But you could apply that logic to someone saying, "Look, I don't want the vaccine. I'll roll the dice absolutely. With the COVID."
Totally.
And you would respect that opinion, right? What if I said that? What if I said, "You know what? I've read enough on this thing. I don't trust it. I don't trust doctors. I don't trust Big Pharma because I don't. That's the thing about it.
That's the fucking shitty part about it. But then it's like you're just making a choice.
You just want to travel.
I want to fucking travel. I cannot sit here any fucking more.
What if? Okay, what's the hypothetical here? Because I'm with you on that. I'm also fed up with everything.
I also don't want to get fucking sick while I travel.
Yeah. Because I think it's like, you got to look at the percentages, right?
Will
like,
I make it? Most likely. Yeah. Very, very. But like, honestly, if they had one for the fucking common cold, I'd probably take one for that too.
Would you?
Like, I hate getting sick.
That's what created this mess. They tried to make a vaccine for the flu.
No, they didn't.
In the Wuhan lab.
No, they didn't. They were trying to splice it and see how fast they could get it in from fucking bats or whatever the fuck it came from into human people.
Dr. Fauci, what we're going to do? Inject him with the Wuhan flu. Well, okay. All right. Yeah, the vaccines is a tricky one. And like, I always feel a bit of responsibility
for
my
vaccination.
What?
The reason COVID got out.
That was one theory of what they were working on in
that
lab. The one that I've seen that I could really believe is that gain of function testing. Yeah, that's the gain of function testing when they accelerate the evolution of it.
Yes.
And that's been repeated by some smarter people than I, so I'm like, yep, I buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I think it's funny how there's not a peep about that in the last 11 months. We haven't really been talking about it.
Right.
But anyway, that's okay. All right, let's move. Let's get off of the COVID thing here. All right, let's see. What do you like about the truther movement? Who's your favorite? Okay, better question. Who's your favorite truther? Not me.
I mean you.
Oh, stop. Who's your favorite truther? If you had to pick one, or you really don't even know who they are, huh?
I don't really know.
Could you name any truthers?
I mean, I can name.
Name some. Name some. Let's see who I rant and rave about the most.
David Icke.
Okay.
Bill Hicks. Bill Cooper.
Bill Cooper, yeah.
What's your friend's names? Mr. Gates.
Yeah.
He starts with an F.
Starts with an F.
Ah.
Footloose?
Huh?
Footloose.
No. But anyways, you have, I don't know.
Freeman. Freeman, yeah.
Freeman.
Yeah.
And then the guy that like talks like Nick Cage.
Jay Dyer. Yeah.
So like I know I'm not by
okay.
like, their names.
But you don't follow their work close enough to be like, okay, this one resonates the most.
No, but like as soon as I find out that they're like QAnon stuff, like that stuff is dangerous and it bothers me.
Yeah.
So I don't like
it. I agree. I mean, and I present that opinion much to better my better judgment of doing that because people don't like that opinion, but
right.
But I think now that like the QAnon shaman has raided the Capitol building, I think our opinion has stood the test of time that Trump was never coming to save the kids.
No.
He had 4 years to do it and didn't give a shit the whole time anyway.
Right.
And it's like, that's what kills me about the truther movement is like these guys forget their roots. It's like the whole truther thing was saying like, we don't trust the power structures.
But it's weird and then, how they're like, they love Trump so hard.
That's what I don't get. But they're, so to their defense, strange. They think, they look at him and say, oh, he was the guy, he was the outsider that was going to infiltrate
in Hollywood
and break it from the inside.
And that has like 19 sexual offenses, like lawsuits and shit like that. Like, I don't know. Come on, guys.
Yeah, that was a yeah, the Hollywood connection there should make you question everything. And
I don't know.
And like, and ultimately it came down to it. Like, he had 4 years. He said he was going to, he said he was going to lock up Hillary Clinton. And I didn't care because I didn't like Hillary Clinton. I was like, good, lock her ass up.
Yeah.
If you can prove she broke a law, do it. I'm right. sure she did. I don't know. What do I know? I don't follow politics that close. But she, but that never happened. You had the, so we had these laptops, these mystery Democratic laptops that never turned out to nothing. We had the frazzle drip video. I mean, it was like the list went on and on almost every single day for the 4 years about, oh, it's coming. The arrests are coming. They're doing. And that's the thing is like.
But then he came out and full on said, like, I was just like, that was so hokey. And they still like fucking wanted to blow him. And I don't get it.
Coded language. It's coded language.
What's that? Blowing them or
he said stuff to keep them off his tail. That's what they believe.
Oh, come on.
Well, there's a if you read Suspicious Minds by Rob Brotherton,
that's so silly.
Which I'm doing a book club, a 2-part book club on Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, probably in, I don't know, end of February, March. Okay. And it talks about this. Even it says the mind of a conspiracy theorist, even when you present truth otherwise, it will warp it around and reinforce its own beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you present the proof and say, look, Trump wasn't QAnon. He didn't arrest anyone. They'll be like, yeah, but he was going to, and that's why they got him to him. You know, it's just like it never ends.
Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah, it's a bizarre way of thinking.
But that's what's so hard about it is because, like, we just don't know what's true and what's not.
I know. Like, you got
to
look.
But it's like, I mean, not to go down this route, but like, it's kind of like religion a little bit.
Okay. Like that's on my list of questions. Religion. PSYOP or the true path? Because I go back and forth on this one.
I go fucking back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, I like the comfort. And like, honestly, when we was like doing the fasting and the prayers and like doing all of the things that we were supposed to be doing, I did feel stuff. Like, and I don't know. And I'm like not the person that's like going to get a placebo effect. I think that I criticize shit way too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, that's a bullshit. It's like bullshit. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe in it.
Like, you're not like, the person that's like, yeah, God talks to me, of course.
No.
And you don't believe the people that say that either.
No.
I don't believe them either.
I think that they're fucking creepy.
Yeah, I think so too.
And it's like, I don't think that. I just don't think that way. And it's like, if that's how sure you are, what a beautiful existence. How lovely for them. You know what I mean?
I know. So I say, I wish.
That's like the Disney culture.
Please, dear God, do this to me.
People that love Disney a whole lot. And you're like, ugh. But like, that's how I don't have a very strong religious fervor.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
But like, on the same hand, okay, so like when we were sitting there.
Tell me about the fast. Tell me, are you talking about the fast thing? How we fasted? Okay. Yeah, because like in the Orthodox faith, there's levels to it, right? Like some people just do the Catholic thing where they give up chocolate for 40 days or whatever. But like the Orthodox are a little more hardcore. And the prescribed method is basically a vegan diet.
Yeah.
Increased prayer, increased church visits.
Yes.
What else am I missing? You know, more of a focus on God the whole time, but like you're supposed to really withdraw from the earthly pleasures.
Yes. Which I don't think I did all of that to be completely transparent.
But we did do the vegan diet, right?
Like, I did the vegan diet and I tried to stop swearing and
for the 40 days, which is an eternity when you're doing it.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, and not just like vegan, we weren't allowed to have oil.
That's right. No wine, no oil.
No wine, no oil.
I mean, it was brutal. No meat, no cheese. We did it one time. We did it, and we successfully did it the whole time.
We didn't do any whey. If I had whey in there, we wouldn't do that. Like, we went hardcore.
What's whey in?
Like, fucking protein shakes and shit like that.
Yeah, no protein. No, we weren't CrossFit.
But I would, like, read ingredients, and I was like, oh, there's whey in it, and then I wouldn't have it.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, we're getting off path here.
Okay, so you were talking about... I did the fast.
Yes.
With no whey, no nothing. I went real hardcore on my diet. My prayers went up. I'm not a great... Like, I'm good at night when I'll crawl into bed and I'll think about stuff, or I'll have, like, a prayer, but it's, like, not formal prayer. And so, like, if you're Orthodox, they have very formal prayers where mm-hmm. you do them in front of, like, icons and light incense, and, like, it's a whole ritual. And I was more like the garbage person that would, like, lay in bed and do a quickie before I'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Which, I do whatever. It, too. Yeah.
And then, like, I would get up in the morning and I would try and do it really quick, like, during the fasting. And, like, when I'm driving, I think about you and I feel, like, grateful. And I have a little prayer rope in my car and I say a little prayer of, like, gratitude and thanks, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I love you. And
I love you, too, for the record.
So, I did feel – I didn't think it was going to do anything, to be honest. I was like
– Yeah.
I think it's silly. But, like, I was just like, whatever, this is what we're doing. I'm going to, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to take communion and I felt like you had to do all of these things. Like, I want to be respectful, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm going to be respectful of the place that I'm at and the things that I'm doing. I didn't necessarily think that I was going to feel anything, but I did. I could feel, like, weird spirits that were, like, attached to people and... Like,
yeah, we went to, didn't we go to like a bar or something? And we some dude was like, no, we weren't drinking just for, I know people were like, what the hell are you talking about? You're fasting. You're going to the bar. We went to the bar because like
someone had a birthday party or something. Part of it, like the part of this, if you're not into church or whatever, like part of it is not to fucking talk about it. So it's not like I can't, but if somebody says, hey, it's my birthday, I would love you to come to my birthday party. We're all going to go to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be like, well, I'm fasting, so we can't show up.
Right.
Because then that means it's about you and, like, you're showing off, like,
you're look pious. At how
spiritual I am. You know, you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of just, like, not going and hurting our friends' feelings, we went. Right. Met up with them, and we didn't drink. We danced and had a lovely time, and that was what that was. And connected with our friend.
Because surprisingly enough, the Orthodox doesn't say anything about you shouldn't be dancing. Like, Footloose.
Right. That's so strange. But
anyway.
So
so we. I remember there was a guy and he had weird tattoos.
No, you, like, stopped him. So he was coming. We were hanging out with our friends and he had a cool, like a big tattoo on his, I think it was his arm. Unless he was shirtless. Which, maybe, right? But he was like, he had a big tattoo on his arm and it was Jesus in a pink Cadillac with Elvis. And they had a contract. I think it was, there was a contract that okay. was signed. Maybe with the devil. I don't know. It was a very intricate, like crazy tattoo. And you love tattoos.
I do.
And so he was like, or you said to him, hey man, that's a crazy tattoo. And you know how boys love to like show each other their tattoos.
Mm-hmm. So. Especially this boy.
It's so silly. Whatever.
Well, you know, I'm friends with Dave Navarro, so oh, totally. It comes naturally.
I know. Whatever.
I probably name dropped him. Like, yeah, I'm friends with Dave Navarro, so like, let me check your tattoo out.
It's very loose.
It's about as loose as it could possibly be. Yes. But in my defense, he said that we were friends, not me. Therefore, I am friends with Dave Navarro until he retracts that.
Well, you know what? Fuck it, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's easily the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. So until something cooler happens, I'm going with that.
I don't know. You've had crazy stuff happen to you.
Yeah, it's been really weird. I keep wanting to like journal this stuff before I get stupid and forget.
Like, I don't have that great of a memory. I mean, I have a good memory, but like as I'm getting older, it's like turning to shit.
I know.
And like so some of the stuff you have got, like things that have happened has been like bonkers.
Weird, huh?
Super weird.
Like getting close to getting TV shows with that basketball player and stuff.
I don't know. Like all of that stuff seems like pie in the sky to me now. But like at the beginning, that seemed really like it could happen.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I don't even know how I'd feel if you're on TV.
Oh, man. You'd be totally ready for action. Definitely. I'm taking that out.
don't.
you'd be like, wow, look at Isaac on the TV. I've been with him since he was going to be a double wide star, and now he's on the TV.
But I do that now. Like, I look at you from afar, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's very nice of you.
Oh my gosh, it's very attractive. You're an attractive person.
Well, now let's not forget the story here. This guy had the tattoo, right?
Yes,
he's got the tattoo of Jesus and Elvis in a pink Cadillac.
Yes, and you stopped him, and he was showing it to you, and
I'm flirting with him a little bit.
You and him were flirting with each other. And then he like wouldn't leave us alone. He like followed us.
That's right.
All
yes,
over the place. And I was like, after he was friendly enough, it wasn't like whatever. It wasn't whatever, but then all of a sudden I was like, dude, this guy's fucking creepy.
I didn't want to say he had like a rockabilly haircut too, didn't he?
Yes. Oh my God, yeah.
Like sideburns.
Yes.
Like he kind of looked like Elvis. Oh my God, was it Elvis?
Oh my God, it was Elvis.
We spotted Elvis. So what gave you the creeps though?
Man, I don't even, this story sounds so fucking dumb now, but like it
I remember it. I remember you were really creeped out by it. You were bugging. I was
very uncomfortable with this man. Like felt evil coming off of him.
He probably was. I feel like you had the power of discernment from the fasting is what I think happened.
That's what I think too, which I did not believe in.
Yeah, but you're very empathic. Agreed. Much more empathic than I am.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like
I definitely feel people's emotions. Like if I come in, I low level emotion emitting, like if somebody's got whatever, I can pick up on it really quick. It's very easy for me.
Yeah.
And I love that. And it's also exhausting, but I love it.
Yeah.
But he was like, he made me, my skin crawled a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's, and he wouldn't leave us alone. He just like was attached to us. And finally, when we finally got away, I was like, he was creepy. And you're like, ugh, I thought he was creepy too. But something else happened and I can't remember. And me and you were like, oh, that's weird.
Oh, but gosh. I wish you remembered.
I know.
We should have prepared better for this. I'll one day you'll think of it and then I'll relay it. Yes. I'll relay it over.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to wrap up here soon. I got way more topics on here. Oh my.
Oh, how are we going to do this? Just fast hit me. Heavy hit me.
Okay.
Do it quick.
Okay. Now it's always coming back to me. It's always about me. Right. So with that being said, would you rather have me be at the top of the corporate ladder at, like, we'll say my day job? Or would you rather have me at the top of the podcast game, like Joe Rogan level?
Oh, podcast by far.
Oh, okay. All right. I always feel like you have this, because I'm always trying to weasel out of my day job. I'm like, hey, you know, maybe if I just quit, I'll have more time for this. And I feel
you 100%
it's my fantasy because yes, I hate having...
Everything keeps getting taken away from us. It's like where we finally get where you can start having like big dreams of like getting out of your day job and doing.
Yeah, because it's like an income thing. Like when the income finally meets up to what the day job is, I'm like, okay, I can transition over and quit my day job.
Yeah, but and then here comes whatever event that Google switches, so you're not getting traffic driven to your.
Yeah. They killed the website. YouTube killed the video channel.
All of a sudden, we pivot and you go onto YouTube. Then that gets taken. And so it's just like constant repivoting and trying to refigure this out. So it's a very. It's getting less scary to me now because I feel like if you have enough people that like with your emails and you're trying to hedge your bets because it's happened enough times.
Yeah. Oh, the dogs are out of control. They're out of control.
What a dick.
All right. Okay. All right.
But I think you are more pleasant when you are just focusing on your podcast.
Like, I agree.
This is more of like a labor of love for you.
Yes. It's much more fulfilling than my day job. My day job is like I'm just a slave that isn't allowed to have an opinion because it's not worth the shit and just do what you're told.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. Anyway, how cruel of irony is it that a guy like me would find a profession in communications when communicating is far... about as far from a strong suit of mine as one could possibly get.
That's what's so confusing to me in our marriage.
Oh, no.
Is that you are eloquent and, like, when I listen to you on the podcast, you really blow me away.
Wow.
Like, not to keep blowing air up your skirt.
Well, so we can keep it coming.
But you really, like, you're clever and entertaining, and I really enjoy your podcast. Just like as a fan, I can't even say the word. It's so embarrassing.
I like that.
But as a fan of yours, I really do enjoy your podcast.
Now, and here's the thing: I've thought about this.
But
I thought, why am I so bad at communicating?
Yes. Oh my god,
it's because of the listening part. I think because
okay,
I don't have to listen as a podcaster. I don't have to listen. I mean, I do. I read comments.
And this is where I'm going to be shitty to you. Mm. I think you're kind of like a man where you're a little bit more self-indulgent and a little more selfish.
Okay.
Whereas my whole being is about us, our marriage, and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like me. Like, I'm not going to put you before. Well, I guess I do. Like, I don't know. I want you to be happy in our marriage.
No, you take care of me. It's true.
And I don't feel is that's the same hierarchy with you, but I don't think that that's intentional, and I don't think it's like to be shitty to me.
Right.
I think
as men we're wired to like not to be the hunter gatherer, like,
yeah,
and this is how, yes, I show my how I love, like, is by contributing to the household.
Well, and you do a lot of other things too, like you're very helpful around the house, and you're so you like are task oriented more than emotionally supportive, but you're emotionally, you like support me in like my professional like aspect and stuff like that, but you're definitely more like, I'm going to put money in the bank and a bed for us to sleep on, and I'm going to clean up the house and take a little bit of stress off. But then like when it comes down to me like wanting to talk to you about stuff, I think that that's when you get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Okay.
And so I'm just trying to navigate that, like where I don't want to, like, I don't want to throw all of the great away with, like.
All right. So we were just wrapping up our talk about communications. And, it's a weird double-edged thing I've got going that I think it's ironic that I would sort of find a niche, a career, as it were, communicating, which is not my strong suit.
No. But it is. And that's what's.
Oh, and that's what you think. You think I'm turning it on and off a little bit.
No, I think it's what you're comfortable with. Like, it's a muscle. Like, if you go do, like, not to make this about CrossFit, but I know how guys love to.
Oh, no, we keep talking about CrossFit.
But, like, if you were to go do a pull-up, and you're not going to be able to do as many pull-ups if you don't work on your pull-ups.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. All right. We can move it along here.
Okay.
Aliens. Should we be concerned?
Yes.
We've had, is it a psyop? Do you believe they exist?
I believe in aliens.
You believe they're like what? Further evolved, living on another planet?
Well, this is like the religion thing. I don't pretend to know what God is, and I'm not going to pretend to know what aliens are. It's the same thing for me. Like, I think that they could be dangerous and scary, and I think, and if you've watched Fire in the Sky, you will understand that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Good reference drop there.
Oh, man. That messed me up. I was terrified of aliens for a very long time.
Did you know that the kid from E.T. was in Fire in the Sky?
No, he wasn't. She was making that up.
No, I'm not making that up. It's a true story. He plays one of Travis Walton's friends. The same guy who was not only in E.T. but in that movie about how Hollywood touches kids that we watched.
Oh, ugh.
Same guy.
That's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so did he get touched? I remember watching the movie.
But I don't remember him saying that. I mean, this is before we watched E.T. that we watched that.
Yeah.
It was on Showtime, I think.
Yes.
And which, by the way, you made my top memory of 2020.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Going to the drive-in to watch E.T. and Shrek.
That was lovely.
It was just a nice little memory I had of reality being real again.
Of the whole shit show that was 2020.
It was nice. It was a nice time. Okay. All right. Well, you know, we don't have time to go deep into the alien things, but I wanted to hit that. Let's see here. Nerds, are they going to kill us?
100%.
Okay.
They don't fucking care about us. They care about money and notoriety, and that is it.
Let's see, what else? Oh, my.
And power.
Okay, let's see. What about... Man, I'm combing through my questions. We're running out of time. Okay, what's your favorite conspiracy? What's your favorite conspiracy topic? What's the most interesting? What grabs you the most that you're like... If you had to read a book on one topic, what would be the one? Like,
I mean, I liked the... I think the thing that like upset me the most was finding out that the Martin Luther King family had sued the FBI and fucking won.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
really bummed me out, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real, that so you, was like, you kind good of, God.
You kind of interested in the real world intelligence agencies, yeah, covert ops stuff maybe?
Yes.
Because it's most grounded in reality.
And I think that like, how like the CIA is embedded with like Hollywood, and now I'm like really into like how people wouldn't know that they are in a, what is it called when they're like being propaganda? Okay. People don't know when they're being fed information and there's propaganda and they're being not told the whole thing.
Like North Korea.
They don't know that.
How do we know that North Korea doesn't know that? You know what I mean? Like, what if we're told a lie about North Korea?
Yes.
Like, we got
that blows my mind. I think about that a lot where I'm like, oh my gosh, what does the rest of the world know about us that we're like sitting back with our heads up our asses, and we're like, no, this is what we do.
I often wonder about the COVID thing, because, like, we don't really know what the other countries are, like, how bad is it over there. Like, maybe it's...
They were showing us, like, when it was really horrible. They were just trying to scare us the whole time.
Yeah, they showed Italy and Spain, and they were stacking bodies up in the ice rinks, and we thought, oh, my God, it's coming here, and we're going to be doing that. And it didn't, thank God, it didn't get that bad, but...
I think it did. Like, in New York...
Yeah.
They were stacking bodies up in ice in freezer.
Yeah, that's true. They
trailers.
Did.
And then they were taking them out to.
But it's weird how they got quiet about it all of a sudden. It was like fear mongering. And then, like, then it was kind of. But I think what happened was it was the economy. I think that's why they told us to wear the mask, because they were like, they wanted us scared of the flu.
I think it's all a thing. Of the Wuhan flu. I think it's all the same thing. I think that they knew that they were going to fuck with the economy when they did this. Like,
but then they were like, they told us to wear the mask because they were like, well, we'll have them scared of this thing, but there's a little bit of protection.
And the other one that was like pretty, I liked the 9/11 stuff. Not that I like 9/11, okay. But.
You're not pro 9/11, just to clarify.
No, but like those 9/11 conspiracy movies and stuff like that were, but they always make me feel dirty after, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just feel, because I'm such a patriot, like I love our country, and I'm like a big flag nerd shirt wearing dork that so it bums me out to think that, like,
you gotta have pride in your country, you know what I mean? Like, even though like we got all these creeps,
I think is like kind of embarrassing also.
Yeah, but like you gotta support your home team, you know? Yeah, like I'm a strong proponent of that. I think it's like, I'm not saying that America's better than other countries, but like you gotta have pride in your people, want to take care of your people, because like that's all we're left with. That's all we got. What, are we just gonna all be libertarians and move to Mexico? Like the dollar vigilante.
Yes.
These colors don't run, damn it.
That's right.
Anyway, okay, final question. We're going to play a game of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, okay. I like this.
But you might not like who the choices are, because I don't know if you know who they are.
Oh.
Alex Jones, Bishop Larry Gators, Eddie Bravo.
I don't know who they are.
You don't know who they are? Where's my...
Give me some... Where's like, my...
You know who Alex Jones is. You know who Alex Jones is. He's always trying to expose the globalist elite.
Yes. I actually love it when you do the voices. Not the Nick Cage one. The Nick Cage one is atrocious. But your Alex Jones makes me laugh every single time. I love it.
Okay, well, let's see. So Bishop Larry Gators, he is...
Tell me what he believes.
Oh, he believes that the Boule and the Black Secret Societies, and he loves Trump. He loves himself some Trump. That's him.
I've never seen this man. I don't know anything about him.
Well, you wouldn't because he's blocked me on Twitter.
Oh.
This came up. The reason
I remember you were so up. Like, why did you block me? I remember that.
This exact question came up on Sam Tripoli's Tinfoil Hat. They played it for their year-end roundup show. They played Marry, Fuck, Kill. Okay. So I did it. And
that guy looks like the comedian.
That's Eddie Bravo.
But doesn't he look like that comedian that was stealing everybody's, like, the
I don't think so.
You remember the guy he stole the swampy asshole? No, that wasn't
Dane Cook.
That was Dane Cook.
Yeah, no.
The other guy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Everybody hated. He had fuck it.
This isn't him. This is the guy. He hangs out with Joe Rogan. In fact, there's a picture of Eddie Bravo with Alex Jones.
Okay, what's
But he's also, he's very Alex Jones-ish. He believes flat earth.
Oh, God.
And Bishop Larry Gators, he talks like Eric Dyson or Michael, what's his name? Eric Dyson. The guy's always on Bill Maher.
Oh, I can't.
With that cadence and like you can't get a word in edgewise.
No, you gave me all the worst ones.
No, like, it's Marry, Fuck, Kill. Marry, Fuck, Kill. I've already, in fact.
Okay, here's the deal.
I think I've already actually, I don't know if I did this on a show. I'm getting Alzheimer's.
My whole thing is that I hate Trump. And I hate him with such vigor.
That, you Trump derangement syndrome, basically.
Yes, okay. I do. I'll own it. Okay. I do. So if anybody likes him, it makes me really question liking the person that likes him.
Okay.
It's very upsetting. But, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's okay-looking.
Okay.
But Alex Jones gives good, like, daddy energy.
Oh, okay, this is not where I thought this was going.
Why did you say fucking Mary?
Mary, fuck, kill.
Yeah. So, like, I hate that Alex Jones, I think his voice would be weird if you were fucking him.
Uh-huh.
Like, he would be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be too much. But then it would also maybe be sexy also.
Okay. There's no judgments here.
Oh my gosh. He's just so much with the blowhorn. Like, so I would maybe, oh, gall. I mean, I think I would fuck Alex Jones. But this is because I don't know who the other guy is that much.
Who, Eddie Bravo or Larry Gators?
Eddie Bravo. Okay, wait, who did I think I would?
Okay, so that's Larry Gators. That's I don't know. I don't
he's
have any
a
other
flat
photos.
Earther?
Eddie Bravo's a flat earther.
That's
but
a
he's
flat
like
earther.
He's like a jujitsu guy. He's a flat earther. Yeah, he's a comedian.
Oh, see, okay.
He hangs out with Sam Tripoli, and
so he probably has a nice body.
Uh huh.
He's got a good body.
He's got tattoo sleeves.
He doesn't sound very smart because he believes in flat earth.
No judgments.
But if he's a comedian, he would be fun to like build your life with, unless he like, and he would be gone quite often, so I could really do whatever the fuck I wanted anyways. Mm-hmm. Okay, marry him.
Okay.
I think I would fuck. I don't know.
You can say it.
Fuck Alex Jones. Just because he has good daddy energy. And I guess kill... what's the other guy's name?
Bishop Larry Gators.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Bishop,
we had one...
Kill him only because I hate that cadence. Like, when you talk in that rhythmic cadence voice, I can't... It's too much for me.
Okay, fair
enough.
So,
literally only on that thing.
Okay. Well, my...
I bet
so,
he's a wonderful person.
I'm sure he's great. So, on the Sam Tripoli... I already did this on my year-end wrap-up show because Sam did it on his year-end wrap-up show. It was Marry, Cuck, Kill.
Oh.
Because...
Well, no, you can't.
We're a bunch
that.
Of hetero dudes.
Come on. You gotta,
so, I
you
said...
Fuck him.
So, I said I would marry Alex Jones easily because he's the funnest.
You'd go out there and hand him his blowhorn.
Yes, it'd be the best. Because you're right. He does have good daddy energy.
He has good daddy
you're right. Because I would
feel
want him
like safe in his arms.
Yeah,
in his big bear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're 100% right. Because that it reminds me of my dad. I'd be like, all I'd do is be like Alex, that guy's making fun of me, and he'd be up his shit.
Yeah. Yes. Or you'd be like, I'm cold, and he'd give you your jacket, and his jacket would be really big and warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I get it. All right. Well, I actually said I would marry Alex Jones. I would kill Bishop Gators. Obviously, I would kill him for blocking me on Twitter. How dare he? And then I would cuck Eddie Bravo as a favor for you. I thought, oh, this guy's in shape.
Oh, so I would be the person fucking him. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so much
fun. So, totally all fit. Right. Well, good. I'm glad we found common ground at the end there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll stay married, I guess. Turns out.
20 more years.
All right. Well, thank you for appearing on our humble little show.
My pleasure.
And again, if you guys like this, if you want another episode, drop a comment. I read them. On the Rockfin and
please be nice to me.
Yeah, be don't nice.
Hate don't hate me.
Don't hate her. This is her first podcast you've ever done.
Yep.
So kudos for your bravery.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Being married to my dumb ass. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Until next time, you know what to do. Be your best for those who deserve your best, which is, by the way, a phrase I got from you.
I love that.
Be your best for those who deserve your best.
That's my favorite.
It's my sign off for this show.
Oh, I love it. I didn't know that. Because I'm not on your Rockfin.
You're not.
I don't pay to be on your
Rockfin. I don't give you access to this stuff.
No, and I get his free feed. So, like, for everybody.
Yeah, she's on the free feed with the losers. Free feed losers.
I'm the free feed loser.
She's a free feed loser.
I'm on the free feed. And so, like, the fucking advertisements are so annoying.
No one
so,
rides like, for free. No
I
one.
Know. I get ass, grass, or cash, baby.
Like I said, I gotta stack this cheddar so I can quit this day job.
Listen, and I don't mind. I'll do the free feed. But and I sympathize with everybody that bitches about the commercials because they are poorly very good. Placed.
Well, they'll never hear you because they're stuck on the free feed with the losers. All right. All right, there you go. That was the whole talk. I hope you got what you wanted out of it. If you've got more questions for her, you want me to bring her back on, leave a comment below. Tell me what you think. But be nice. Like I said, she's being very vulnerable coming onto this show. Because you guys wanted it, and I begged her. And, podcasting is not her thing. But yeah, I wanted to have her on, and she wanted to, oblige. So here we go. And again, if you want more, hit it on the comments, let me know, and I'll bring her back on in the future. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you liked going deep inside the mind. So until next time, I want you, my friend, to be your best for those who deserve your best. All right, if you like what you hear, if you want more, you want even more of my nonsense, you want the inside the mind of a conspiracy theorist show, go to rockfin.com/creator/Isaac and see what they have to offer. For one fee, one subscriber fee, you'll unlock a ton of content besides all of my bonus content and that bonus show that I do there. You'll get access to, more content than you could ever want from a ton of truthers. They even got like MMA and, collegiate wrestling shows and all kinds of stuff. Jimmy Dore, you want to get into politics? They got politics shows left and right. My God. So anyways, check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. Hope you enjoyed this couple episodes I did with Mrs. Weishaupt. It sounds like it was a hit. I appreciate you guys' positive comments. I, of course, relayed them over to Mrs. Weishaupt. She's very grateful. She says thanks as well. That's great that you guys have such open arms with us. That's great. So, and I'll see what I can do. We're already talking about doing another project. Maybe she's going to start her own podcast. We don't know. We don't know what the future brings. But thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Until next time, stay woke.